This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Hey, happy race day, everyone. What a big race weekend it is. You've got IndyCar, you've got NASCAR, and you've got one of Mobile's favorite sons. I think we've adopted him, young Chase Elliott, winning at Texas. How about that for his first nationwide win? We've got lots to cover, including Dan Spence going to be on, the series director for the Southern Super Series, actually making the second stop now of the 2014 season at the Fairgrounds Speedway in Nashville. A lot of history behind this track, and Dan is standing by. We'll talk to him. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway, great sponsors of the show. And by the way, next weekend, that doubleheader with the sprint cars. If you've not seen the Must Extreme, or the Must See Extreme, I'll spit it out, sprint cars, this is amazing. These guys don't lift. They're going through the turns every time they come. It seems like we get another track record. Also, thank you to Sunny South Raceway. Last night, the showers rained them out, so they're going to actually do that show again coming up Saturday, July 12th. It's a special show, and they've got a couple special events, and we'll have Joe McCardle on next weekend to talk about it. Thank you to Mobile Regional Airport and also our newest sponsor, George County Motorsports Park. This is a brand new racetrack in Lucedale, Mississippi, that's running go-karts. They've got also the motorcycles, lawnmowers, and it's amazing how they're packing in the stands for the fans and also the drivers. Chris Carter will be on here shortly to talk about that. Glad to have him back on the show. And also out of Molino, Florida, he is the king of the sportsman class right now. The 00, a Brandon Fowler, number one at MIS, number one at Five Flags, and his stiffest competition, that number three of Mr. Buttrick, Steve Buttrick, he's not running a full season. So who's going to be able to catch Brandon Fowler? We'll find out. Well, again, live from Nashville, talking on the phone this morning with Dan Spence. And Dan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, Dan, we were just talking off the air. The gates are opening up. This is like one of the quiet moments, and you won't have many this weekend up in Nashville. You know, it's kind of the calm before the storm. And the good news is weather, it's not going to be a problem. And you're looking at some of the names of the drivers you guys have up here. You have a quality field in Nashville today.
Well, we certainly do. We practiced yesterday afternoon. We started at 2 and went till about 7 last night, and as I said, the quality of the field is pretty amazing. Anybody if you've never been to the fairgrounds at Nashville, you owe it to yourself to make a trip at some point. We'll be back up here, of course, the 1st of November with the All-American 400, which is a big traditional race. And it's quite an experience to come to the old fairgrounds with the big covered grandstand and so forth. Lots of fun here.
Well, and it's, you know, like you said, there's a lot of history. And, you know, we were talking off the air. There was a long time the city was trying to close it down and pretty much put like a strip mall or something over there. And we've had the likes of the owners on, also Sterling Marlin on. And there was one time where I gave out the mayor's phone number and we crashed the phone lines. That many people just along the Gulf Coast wanted that track to survive because, Dan, you and I know there are so many tracks out there that are just closing every single month. And the history of racing starting to disappear.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I love the old fairgrounds tracks. Yeah. There's so much tradition there. And, of course, we've lost Birmingham. Yeah. And we just don't, we lost the old fairgrounds, Laurel, Mississippi, which was quite an old, really a fun old racetrack. And, in fact, my grandfather used to tell me about watching horses race at the Laurel Fairgrounds.
Wow.
And of course, that's the history here also in Nashville. Yeah. You know, when they first started out, I think they had like a 1 mile horse track. And, you know, and there's been a racetrack of some description here for probably the better part of 100 years.
Well, now we're bringing the big horsepower in. And you look at this special thing we call the Southern Super Series. Everyone needs to go online to southernsuperseries.com and explains just this incredible need for a racing series down here. And it's amazing if you look at the tracks. We've got Nashville, we've got Mobile International, Five Flags, Montgomery, South Alabama Speedway, and Gresham Motorsports Park. These are top tier tracks. And it seems to be attracting some big names. I mean, Casey Smith, Kyle Bryant, Hunter Robbins. You've got Casey Roderick, who won the first race, the Rattler, and now he's looking pretty good as well.
That's correct. And, you just never know who may drop in. Of course, last year we actually, you mentioned Chase Elliott a little earlier. Chase ran probably two-thirds of our races last year, and we expect to see him at some this year. They said, I was talking to the Elliots back at Speedfest in January, and they said they were going to run as many late model races as their schedule would allow. And, of course, we've got John Hunter Nemechek here.
Yeah.
And a surprise entry this weekend is Stephen Wallace, Rusty's boy. So, yeah, he dropped in on us this weekend, and glad to have him come participate. He'd been running some late model stuff up in the Carolinas, and did real well down at Speed Weeks at New Smyrna. So, you know, he doesn't have a nationwide deal right now, so he's running the super late models.
Well, and it seems like that's a great place to fall back on because it's some of the best racing. And I think since this series has come about, Tim Bryant and everyone who's involved with it, including yourself now, series director, retiring from teaching just to take another full-time job. We've talked about that before. It's a crazy schedule because you're on the road a lot, aren't you?
Quite a bit. I tell you, between you know, all the preparation and everything for this season, and, of course, you know, also trying to keep up with all the things going on as far as the regular weekly shows in Mobile and Pensacola, it's kept me really, I've been busier since I retired than before. So, but that's all right. I'm enjoying myself. And
what's the schedule look like for today, Dan?
Well, they have at the fairgrounds here, the main track is over 0.6 of a mile in length. It's a big short track. High bank short track. In the infield, they have a quarter mile that uses the same front straightaway as the big track.
I'll be damned.
And they have, counting our Super Series today, there are 10 divisions on the program today.
Wow.
There will be 7 divisions that will run on the quarter mile. Everything from a, they call it a front runner. It's I guess the best thing to describe would be like a buzz or a mini stock.
Stinger,
or
sure, yeah.
Yeah, stinger. They have what they call a dwarf car. They have a legends car.
Wow.
And then all the way up to they run the open wheel modifieds on the quarter mile.
Wow, that's got to be a great show.
And then the big track, we've got, they have a limited late model. They'll have a 100-lap pro late model race. And then our 125-lap Super Series event. So,
that is amazing. I mean, you got a full day, brother.
Oh, yeah. It starts, in fact, we have our driver's meeting an hour from now, and it's wide open from there on.
Well, let me ask you what, you know, I want to, I know you've got a lot of stuff to go on here. And again, the Southern Super Series will make its mark back down here in Mobile and Pensacola. And again, I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know it's coming up. But how did Tim Bryant come about with this idea of the Southern Super Series? How did he fill the void of racing? And it's been amazing, the journey, to see how it's attracted more tracks, sponsors, and more fans.
Well, about 2 years ago now, at Speedfest, which was held in January at Cordele, Georgia, actually, Tim, you know, we already had our series down on the Gulf Coast. We had the Blizzard Series in Pensacola, we had the Miller Lite Series in Mobile, and we had already combined to get the Gulf Coast Championship between those two. So we actually had a series going between the two racetracks, which all culminates, of course, with the Snowball Derby in December.
Yeah.
Well, some of these other promoters actually contacted Tim and said, you know what, racetracks are closing down all over the place. We're struggling a little bit. Would you consider helping us some?
Wow.
So they all met at Cordele. And actually, the first organizational meeting took place in a pickup truck, if you can believe that.
Boy, how about that? I do believe it.
Yeah. And, they talked about it. And the original group was Gresham, Nashville, and then, of course, Tim representing the two tracks down on the coast.
Right.
And then soon after that, Montgomery inquired about coming on board. And we formulated our schedule for the first year, and we had almost 100 different drivers participate during the first year.
That's amazing.
And our points championship was decided at the last race of the year at the All-American 400 by 1 point.
Yeah, man. You can't ask for anything better than that.
No. So anyway, this year, as we organized and started putting things together, John Dykes at South Alabama Speedway came on board, and we sanctioned the Rattler.
Yeah.
And we've had inquiries from some other tracks. We want to continue to grow, and we want to expand our schedule, but we're being very careful not to go too fast.
Yeah.
You can overextend yourself and overextend your competitors, and that's the main thing we don't want to do. So right now we're at a 16-event schedule. And by the way, we are coming I believe it's 3 weeks. It's April the 26th and 27th.
No, 25th and 26th. Yeah, you got it.
25th and 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in Pensacola on Friday night and Mobile on Saturday night for our first of 4 doubleheaders this year.
Man.
So, we're looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to a weekend, although the doubleheader weekends are really tough.
Yeah.
But at least I'll sleep in my own bed.
That's right.
Weekends,
well, we got South Alabama Speedway op, the Rattler. Casey Smith had the fast time. Casey Roderick wins the race. So these guys have got to be some of the top picks possibly for the fairgrounds this weekend. With just a couple more minutes left, let me ask you, who stands out? And what do you think as far as past experiences here at Nashville? But you got some big names here. It might be hard to pick a favorite.
Well, that's true. Bubba Pollard, of course, has to always be a favorite, but he's not in his primary car this weekend.
Oh.
He, at the Rattler, was involved in an incident, and they haven't gotten that car put back together. Mm-hmm. And he's got a new car that's under construction, but it isn't finished yet.
Oh, wow.
And so he has Scotty Ellis's car out of Georgia that he actually works on a good bit, and he started preparing it a couple of weeks ago for this event. So he's in a strong car.
Yeah.
Of course, Daniel Hemric, who was last year's champion, is always strong. But they had a little bit of a mechanical problem yesterday in practice, and so I don't know exactly. It wasn't engine related, but it was drivetrain related. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how they did as far as getting that put back together. Of course, Augie Grill is here.
Oh,
Augie's
yeah.
strong wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some new people who are coming on board this year. Kyle Grissom, who is Steve Grissom's son. And some of you old-time fans will remember Steve Grissom was the All-Pro champion in 1980. I believe it was 84 or 85. I'd have to look back. But anyway, and he went on to a NASCAR career, a stellar nationwide career, and actually raced in Cup for a couple of years. They've been running up in the Carolinas, late model stocks with UARA, and then they ran some past races up there. Well, they've signed on to do our whole series this year.
Oh, awesome.
And so we're really happy to see them. And Casey Smith is running for the championship.
Yep.
Last year, he didn't make all the shows. He has a long way to go out of Texas.
Texas, yeah.
But he's decided to run for the whole deal. Anderson Bowen, who had quite a run at the ARCA race in Mobile, finished fourth in the ARCA race, and then jumped in the car and drove to Op because we had a makeup race to a rain out there on Saturday night after the ARCA race, and he ran second there.
Man.
So he had a guy, he's young.
Yeah, that's right.
he can do it now. It's a stellar field.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day up here. And if you for those who can't make it, check our coverage on speed51.com.
Yes, I was about to say that.
You'll be able to keep up with what's going on all day long here at the fairgrounds.
Well, Dan, we appreciate it. I know you've got to go. We've got a big show, so we're going to continue. But I thank you so much for coming on board from up Nashville. And have fun up there and get some rest later, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to take a leisurely drive home tomorrow.
There you go.
Hopefully, I understand you guys may get some weather down there. So. Yeah. Hopefully that stays south of us as far as our race here is concerned.
All right. Well, thank you for Dan Spence. We appreciate you coming on board. Coming up next, well, Dustin Long with MRN, so stand by. Well, thanks and welcome back. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Glad you're here with us. Now, remember, later today we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Thank you to Dan Spence live from Nashville for the Super Series. Going to be a big race if they can just get...
good morning, and things should be looking good, and it's a light schedule today. It's a little bit different. Cup practice this morning, and there'll be cup qualifying today.
And also, just all over the region is, of course, Chase Elliott and passing. Who did he pass to win? I couldn't think. Oh, Kevin Harvick, sorry. When he passed Kevin Harvick, he took off with about 16 laps to go. There was no stopping this young kid. And how about it? It's a very popular victory, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly was. And, great win for Chase Elliott, 18-year-old, second youngest driver in Nationwide Series to win a race. Joey Logano remains the youngest by about 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
But, scores his first career Nationwide win and his sixth career start. And you have to remember, they didn't know what they were going to do toward the end of last season. Had been affiliated with Aaron's, and Aaron's decided to go with put all its efforts into Brian Vickers in the Sprint Cup Series at Michael Waltrip Racing. So that left Chase looking for sponsorship. And, I talked to, as you can imagine, a quite happy Bill Elliott in Victory Lane. And he said, he was real nervous over the winter, but the deal worked out with NAPA. And, Chase had his birthday, so he turned old enough to where he could run at all the tracks, and it just kind of worked out. And here you are. Sixth Nationwide start, and Chase Elliott scores another victory for the young guns. Kyle Larson won earlier this year, so the young guys in the Nationwide Series are starting to do it. And what was even more impressive is you look at who was behind Chase Elliott last night. I mean, you're talking Kevin Harvey, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Dale Jr., Matt Kenseth. So, he, as somebody said in the media center, he was swimming with the sharks, and he came out ahead on that one. So. Certainly a great win for Chase Elliott, the Elliott family. It was funny on the Dawsonville pool room, which is, in Georgia, quite known for firing off the siren when Bill Elliott won. Well, they posted a short video on their Facebook page last night of them with the siren going off for Chase Elliott's win last night. So the tradition continues in Dawsonville.
See, that's awesome. We got to love that. Well, let me ask you, you mentioned Kyle Busch, and so far in the Nationwide, I'm sorry, not Nationwide, but the Cup Series, in six races, we've had six different pole winners. Of course, Kyle Busch last weekend won the Coors Light pole in Martinsville. What do you expect to see today? And again, with the threat of rain, obviously not going to affect, hopefully not affect the qualifying today, but with tomorrow. Now, is this an impound race? Do they still do that? Or will they be able to still do qualifying and then set up and then work on the cars set up for tomorrow's possible weather change?
Well, they'll be able to still work on the cars some. And again, we'll see what happens. I mean, I've been to the tracks where it's been 90% chance of rain, and it didn't rain.
Yeah.
And I've been at tracks where it 0% chance of rain, and there was a little bit of rain. So we'll see. The forecast has been evolving, and we'll see how it goes here in the next 24 hours. But they got lights at Texas, and I know they want to do everything they possibly can to get that race in tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you, tires have been a big problem. Goodyear says they are ready, but now I'm hearing tire issues caused that wreck, a pretty violent wreck from Kurt Busch yesterday during practice. So Goodyear says they're ready for Texas. What do you think? What are you seeing, and what are the drivers saying about this particular compound? Because I know on the outside it's a little bit tougher than what they had last weekend, I believe.
Well, the left side tire is the same tire that they've used here at Texas since 2011. And what happened yesterday – late in practice, was a Kurt Busch, had a left rear tire, ended up basically going down and, caused him to wreck. And basically what Kurt said was they were trying to do a 20-lap run on tires. Mm-hmm. They got 19 laps, and they had the tire issue. And so, and basically what he said was that they were seeing stress where the sidewall meets the tread. And Goodyear later said it was, while the tire was pretty damaged, that the early indications seemed to be an over deflection, which is essentially the same thing. They were still doing some more investigating. So whether it was related to low air pressures or camber, they hadn't said yet. Certainly, this was something that, and Kurt said, this is very similar to what happened at Auto Club Speedway. Mm-hmm. Remember, 2 weeks ago, several teams had tire issues. Kurt was one of those who did. He blew out a tire after a 17-lap run in practice the day before the race. So the same type of thing. But again, not seeing, not hearing as much of the issue up and down pit road. Mm-hmm. Certainly we saw some issues at Auto Club Speedway during practice. By multiple teams, but Kurt was the only one. So we'll have to see how things go. But again, if they get some rain before Sunday's race, then it'll wash the track off.
Yeah,
and that might create some challenges at least early in the race. And it wouldn't be surprising to see NASCAR throw competition caution, just as they typically do when the rain washes the rubber off, just to kind of help teams with their tire management.
It's the Duck Commander 500, obviously, from the very popular A&E show, Duck Dynasty. Those guys, have you seen any? I mean, a lot of people probably looking for those guys. Are the bearded fellas out there at the track? Have you seen any sightings of Willie and them?
not yet. I don't know if they're coming in today, but they'll certainly be here tomorrow. So, they'll be around, and I'm sure you'll see and hear about them and so forth. But I'll tell you an interesting story I want to tell you about real quickly is Martin Truex Jr. Here's a guy, moves over to Furniture Row Racing. The success that Kurt Busch had over there with getting into the chase. Some high expectations for the team. They've come out of the gate and struggled. They've had some unfortunate incidents, some bad luck. And what was it? After last week's race, Martin talked about on his Facebook page about the rough start of the season, said, hey, if anybody's got any good luck charms, send it my way so I can use it for the entire season.
Yeah.
A first grade class out of Canada, about an hour from Ottawa, sent a video singing a song wishing him good luck.
Wow.
And so they've kind of and he sent a video back then. It's kind of been a really neat story. About this connection that Martin Truex Jr. has suddenly gotten with this this first grade class in Canada. Awesome. And they're backing him and hoping his luck turns around this weekend. We'll see.
How special is that? We're talking with Dustin Long with Motor Racing Network. Go to MRN.com. You can see a lot of his stories. You'll see him sometimes on TV doing a lot of radio, satellite radio, and we're thrilled to have him on today. A couple more questions. I know you got a busy morning as well. NASCAR announced that there will be engine changes, less horsepower. What's the plan? What's the story? And what do the drivers think?
Well, certainly, Brian France went on Sirius Satellite Radio this week and said that, changes are coming. And again, that's not a big surprise. It's the first time he's publicly said it, but there's been a lot of talk going on. NASCAR's got has been in talks with engine builders and teams since the last year. Some more talks are supposed to take place here shortly. And, what we're hearing is essentially going to be a reduction of horsepower. The question is, when's this going to happen?
Right.
What we're hearing is likely for next year, but there's also been some question maybe it gets delayed another year or things like that. But it's coming. And, the thing is, you look at qualifying today, Kyle Busch owns the track record at 196-plus miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
These cars are faster than what they were last year. So, I mean, he could easily top 197 or more. And I guess the question you have to ask yourself is, do you really need to be going that fast at some of these tracks? Now, drivers, there's a number of drivers who say, look, I want the horsepower. You get into racing, you want speed. You don't want speed taken away from you. But Dale Earnhardt Jr. said, look, it's coming. I'm getting on board with it. And I think everybody else better, too, because it's going to happen.
Wow, that's well put. How does what does Sunday look like for you? You've been up there. You've seen some of the practice. Anyone, and obviously qualifying hasn't happened yet, but is anyone just catching your eye and thinking maybe this is the guy that's going to win, or is there going to be a breakout winner again this weekend?
Well, six different winners in the first six races, and one of them is not named Jimmy Johnson, and Johnson has led the most laps the last two races. Had the tire issue at Fontana late in the race, and then Kurt Busch passed him at the end of the Martinsville race. So, you know, it's hard to go against Jimmy Johnson because, he is so strong here. So, I mean, he's one guy you put on the list. You look at some of the other guys that haven't won yet. I mean, Matt Kenseth hasn't won yet, and, you know, he won a ton of races last year and won often on mile and a half. Denny Hamlin hasn't won yet. Casey Kane. And then there's other guys looking for their second win. Could this be the second win for Dale Jr. Or Kevin Harvick or somebody like that? So there's still, I think it'd be interesting to see if this continues on with the number of different winners to start the season. I mean, this is the most different winners to open the season since 2003, and the record is in 2000 when they start off the year with 10 different winners in the first 10 races. And you know, with this chase now being is your pathway to the chase, and only 16 spots available, wouldn't it be interesting if it started off with like 10, 11, 12 different winners, because that would get everybody on edge the rest of the summer.
Well, Dustin Long with MRN, we appreciate you and all the hard work you do, and we try to get you on as much as we can, but I know your schedule's crazy. You got a special breakfast this morning, right?
Some of the media members are meeting with Texas Motor Speedway President Eddie Gossage this morning.
Awesome.
So it's kind of a thing that he does for each of the races, just kind of chat about the issues and just the different things going on in the sport these days.
Well, Dustin, we appreciate you, all the hard work you do, and again, and how can we keep track of you at the track?
As you said earlier, you can read my stuff at mrn.com. Also follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long. It's just at Dustin Long, all one word. You can find me there and tweeting away about everything that's going on.
All right, thanks as always. Dustin Long does a great job with MRN. And again, you can see that this is going to be a real special race with Texas this weekend. More racing to continue, you bet. George County Motorsports Park, it's a brand new track in Mississippi, and this place is packing in the drivers, and it's also packing in the fans. A brand new track, we're going to talk to Chris Carter, who's involved with it, and he's got a lot to tell us about in a few minutes. And then this guy is unstoppable, the Terminator, I'm going to call him, the 00 sportsman running, and he's a past champion, and so far leading everywhere he goes. Mobile and Pensacola, the unstoppable Brandon Fowler. He's coming up next right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, as always, we're podcasting the show at usfderacing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And Kane Motorsports has been with them for 3 years, and they're out of Kannapolis, a great team. And we raise money and awareness for volunteer fire departments all over the world. So it's pretty cool to be a part of that with everything we do. Lots to still continue, including Chris Carter coming up from George County Motorsports Park, a brand new track, Highway 98, Loosedale, Mississippi. Mississippi dirt track. It's really packing in the stands and also getting those drivers out there, so they're getting great cart counts as well. So still going to talk a little bit about Kane Motorsports and also Roll Cage Cowboys. That's that brand new reality TV show that's following some of the bomber drivers out. And if you go onto Facebook, look up Roll Cage Cowboys. We just got a brand new teaser up that really is pretty exciting. There's a couple of networks that we're talking to now, and the show's not picked up yet, but we are just editing the very first episode of 6. So they're going to be filming all year long. A great opportunity if you go to Mobile International or Five Flag Speedway for you to guys get on TV. I know it's going to be local as well. There's going to be a channel that'll pick it up, but we can't say anything yet. So one of the guys that has just had an amazing career, I mean, I was talking to him off the air, 5 total championships, 2 in the bomber, 3 in the sportsman, and man, he's cleaning up now in the sportsman class out of Molino, Florida, the 00, Brandon Fowler. Brandon, again, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Kane. Thank you for having me, sir.
Man, I tell you what, you are having such an amazing year. You know, last year you guys battled for the championship, you and Steve Buttrick, and we were just talking off the air. This year he's not running a full season, but there's still lots of cars out there that could give you some issues. But, man, you're on top, and you guys have really figured out this 00.
Yeah, we sure have, Kane. It came towards the end of last year. We found just some issues with the car, a couple of things in the electrical, and we upgraded a few things, tried a few things, you know, with the gear rule that they implemented at the beginning of last year. It kind of threw everybody for a curve there, and figuring out, you know, what we needed to do, what was best for our car, because people like different setups, whether they're it's a little on the tight side, the loose side. So, you know, the gear factor really, really comes into play when, you know, you're talking about the handling of the car. So it took us a little while to, you know, to get it figured out. But, man, once we did, just it's where it is right now. It's been, you know, nothing short but amazing, and we feel really fortunate and blessed.
Yeah, you know, it's like you're just cutting through the track like butter. I mean, it's amazing how smooth you are in the turns anywhere you go. Number one at MIS now, number one at Five Flag Speedway, and your family's been racing since 1968, is that right?
Yes, sir. That all started back out at Five Flag Speedway with my dad and my uncle. Clyde Fowler, unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He passed back in 1979 due to an accident. But my dad, he was always there, you know, by his side. And Dad had a racing career himself, some in the Super Stock and off and on, and, you know, a few other divisions, you know, during the 80s and whatnot. But yeah, it started with them too, and he's been the 00 since, you know, the first day they showed up in 1968, which was then called the Spectator Cars, which later become, I want to say, the early mid-2000s, what is now known as the Sportsman Class. So it's got some significance how it kind of all ties together, and it's just really cool to have that history behind me.
Well, you've got, like I said, five championships, two in the Bomber, three in the Sportsman, on the way to a fourth one. We're going to start calling you Jimmy Johnson. I think the Terminator is perfect for you, to be honest. But, Brandon, let me ask you, you're kind of like me. You've been blessed and with lots of sponsors that help you. Who are they?
Yes, sir. I got to start off with Danny Deering at Deering's Custom Cabinets. Got to say thank you to Scott McCartney at First Choice Home Improvements. Victor Herm at Premier Tent and Detail. He come on at the end of last year. He's been a big help. Our newest sponsor, so thanks to him. And, of course, Todd Blizzard with Coastal Engine and Machine. Tim Massey with Tim Massey Construction. Got to also thank other guys like Russell Brooks at Russell's Graphics, or Randy Brooks with Brooks Wholesale Jewelry, Wes Paul at Wes Paul Auto Glass, Travis Fowler Race Car Bodies, Mark Bill with the Bumper Man, and there's always, you know, a special thanks with Racing Radios, Bobby Hinkle. He handles things over there, and he's been a help as well. Good friends like Randy Thompson Racing, Randy Tim and Chip. They anytime if I needed to borrow a carburetor, a transmission,
that's,
you know,
cool,
anything last minute, you know, they're always there, been really good friends. So just it's a group effort, and guys like Rob Pollard, it's a big help to me, you know, at the garage, at the racetrack, and, you know, of course, like I said, can't do it without my dad.
So, oh, of course, yeah.
You know, he's the main man, you know, that ties everything together. So it's a team effort, and a lot of the sponsors come out there as part of the team at the racetrack and whatnot. So it's a good time, and, you know, like I said before, just really fortunate and blessed to have everything, you know, going the way they are.
It was the ARCA race weekend. You just set a brand-new track record. You're in ARCA. You're in Tech, and there's a 10-time ARCA champion that comes and congratulates you, Frank Kimmel. Boy, talk about living the dream, right?
Man, I tell you what, that just it put the icing on the cake, Kane, just to go out there, set a new track record. You're over there in Tech at the Room of Doom with Ricky and the guys. Then you got a 10-time ARCA champion come over there and congratulate you and acknowledge that you have set a new track record in your division at the Speedway. That just, it made my season. And the way the race unfolded was at every lap, battled with Steve right there to the very end, fortunate enough to have everything go our way and end up winning that thing, and just got that nice jukebox sitting there on my desktop.
That's awesome. That is one of the coolest trophies. I know you're going to collect more of them, and we wish you the best of luck again this year. You are going to continue to go for both tracks this year down here on the Gulf Coast?
Yes, sir. That is the plan right at the moment, just to keep on doing what we're doing and try to win both these things and collect that Gulf Coast Championship. That would be great.
If somebody's looking for a top Lear driver and a top sponsor car, this would be the one to go on to. Brandon Fowler, you can look him up on Facebook. What's the best way to get a hold of you? Is that it?
Yes, sir, that is correct. We got our own, I just created here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Brandon Fowler Racing page. And, of course, you can reach me at my own personal page at Brandon Fowler. Of course, we got a lot of pictures of the racing and the race car and whatnot. So just if anybody wants to, to help out or is looking to sponsor a car, we certainly would welcome them aboard, just like we have the rest of our guys.
It would be tough to take another $100, wouldn't it?
Right.
Hey, I tell you, Brandon, I'm really proud of what you do. You represent the racing community really great. You got a lot of fans in the stands, and I wish you the best of luck this year. We'll continue to have you on and see how you do. God bless you, my friend.
Kane, I certainly appreciate it all and having me on this morning, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coming up next from George County Motorsports Park, Chris Carter is going to talk about a new facility. We're going to wrap up the show with Chris next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And thank you again to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway. Sunny South Raceway got rained out last night, so they're going to redo that show July 12th. It's a Saturday special event. Check them out at sunnysouthraceway.org. Thank you to Mobile Regional Airport and George County Motorsports Park. Now, Kane Motorsports, I want to take a quick second before we have Chris Carter come on and thank all the sponsors that help our hot rod. We've got our transmission issue fixed. All the leaks are fixed, and we can't wait to race next weekend. Thank you to all Gulf Coast McDonald's. Also, Pull Apart right there off of Moffitt and 65, the cleanest and easiest way to go pull your own part. Mobile Regional Airport on board. Also, Perkins Hurricane Landing there in Bay Minette. We appreciate them coming on board. A great family restaurant there. And they got a cool bar called the Wicked Cricket, I think is what it's called. How cool is that? No, Twisted Cricket. That's it. Bayside Insurance on board. Bay City Collision and Metro Glass of Mobile. Performance Graphics makes our car look great. Also, ShareGodsPower.com. It's an incredible website, Alabama Teen Challenge, Falsac Tire, and USFD Racing. Now remember, we've got that brand new TV show, the reality show, Roll Cage Cowboys, following us. Tonight they're going to be filming all of us out at Cowboys and Angels. So if you get a chance, come on by. Thank those guys, McDonald's and Pull Apart as well. Brand new track in Loosedale, Mississippi, and George County Motorsports Park is, it's been incredible to see the journey in a year, what they've done out there from the humble beginnings to rebuilding it, and now they've got huge car counts, huge fan counts, and man, I like to say the mouth of the South. Perfect. Chris Carter on board. And Chris, man, it's a perfect, man. You guys have done a lot in a short amount of time. Good morning.
Good morning, Derek. How are you, my friend Kane? Good to be back on with you. Thank you very much for having me and all that good stuff. And what about Chase Elliott real quick?
Woo, man. Chase, when he pulled away around Harvick, I just had a big grin. And, you know, everybody on the Gulf Coast was screaming at the TV.
Oh, yeah, good win for him. Man, I'll tell you what, we got a lot going on at George County Motorsports Park, man. The crowds have just been, you know as well as I do, Derek, that a kart race is not more a big spectator deal with a lot of spectators come and watch. The ones that come and watch are the mom, the dad, and the grannies, and the aunts and uncles, and the little bitty kids, you know. So to get the people that we're getting this year so far and years before last year, is amazing. Scott Allbritton and Maggie, his wife, congratulations to them on their marriage this week.
Oh, yeah.
They've done an excellent job. And this year, me and Scott got to talking, and he decided to bring me in on the picture, and I was more than happy to be a part of it. And it's one of the best moves I've ever made in my racing career. Very happy where I'm at. And, I mean, the sky's the limit as of now. I mean, things have been going really well.
There's not much to do in Loosedale, Mississippi, but now you guys have created a huge fat family atmosphere. And, again, the guys who are running it, Scott and everybody, they do such a great job. They run a tight show. It's not dragging out like some tracks do, especially a kart track sometimes. Now, you're not worried about rain. You're racing every single Saturday. Today, 2 o'clock, I believe the gates open. Is that right? Or what? Tell me.
This is very important, Kane. today we're going to open the gates at 12, Race Fam.
Okay.
So if you have any plans to come, we're going to change things up just a little bit due to the threat of rain, okay?
Okay, sure.
So we're going to open the gates at 12. We're going to start hot lapping at 2 p.m., and we're going to kick, you know me, when I start a program,
oh, yeah.
And when I say 6, by golly, I mean 6, Daddy, you hear me? So 6 o'clock, we're going to start racing at 6, not 6:01 or 5:59. So we're going to start a little bit early this week due to the situation with the weather.
Tell me about the divisions that you guys have running.
Oh, Lord. How many? Let's see. All right. On the carts, we got Junior 1, Junior 3. We got a Rookie Red. We have our medium carts. We have our heavy and super heavy carts. And we have a new division. We've always had open carts, but now we're going to call them the Outlaws. We're going to call the Outlaws Run What You Brung.
Love it.
Okay, so that's pretty much. And I tell you what, some of these guys and some of the stuff they've been coming up with, it's amazing. Do you hear me? And we've been very pleased, so me and Scott sat around and we decided, let's just do a Run What You Brung.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the class where you can cheat your behind off and it doesn't matter. So I expect a big count due to that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're excited about that. All right, we got our bikes, and we have different divisions of our bikes. We have our mini 50s, mini 110s, over 250, and then we have our open bikes. Now, Tim Lords, Timothy Lords, Jason Lords, all the Lords brothers, Van Rayburn, of course. We all know about Van Rayburn, and Van, he's like 94 years old and still rides like he's 30.
No, he's
I mean, I've never seen that. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Okay, maybe 54. I don't know. I just get it confused every week on the mic. I always mess with him. But, man, to see Van Rayburn, and we have a guy that's come into the picture the last 2 weeks, Tang, and his name's Randy Hunt, and the show that these guys put on the motorcycles, it's just, it's so worth the money. I mean, it's amazing.
You need to go to the Facebook page. Just look up George County Motorsports Park, and you'll see some incredible footage. You guys actually had a movie filmed out there about 3 weeks ago that is just high caliber and amazing.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Now, our lawnmowers. Now, the lawnmowers are – our lawnmower count's not been really what me and Scott wanted to be. With that being said, last week they had a big race at Dixie Speedway, wherever that's at. I've never really heard of it or nothing. But anyway, that's who we're it hurt our mower count. So we're, you know, in the talks about maybe trying to figure something out for these mowers because, Kane, of all the years I've been involved with racing, I've never seen a mower race. And the first time I went to George County, I pooped myself, dude. It was amazing. I mean, to see these guys, and I'm going to tell you what, we have a 16-year-old named Jessica Brazell that she's just as good as any guy out there. So I tell you, we've got those three divisions. We're looking at other options. We've been discussing the micro sprints, mini sprints, however you want to say it, coming. And also, I've been in talks with some of the guys at Sunny South to maybe getting some legend cars and then trying to race one night this year of getting them legends. And matter of fact, you can just about, you know me, I set my mind to something. I'm going to get it done. So you can pretty much put this and take it to the bank. We're going to race the legends at least one time at George County Motorsports Park this year.
That's awesome. Chris, we've got about 30 seconds left of the show. We want to thank you for coming on board. Again, tell us, how do we find the track?
Real quick. If you come tonight, mention to Miss Judy at the gate, if you come to the grandstands, mention that you heard me on the radio today, your grandstand admission is not $8, it's $5. So we're going to give you a $3 break, just mention you heard.
Awesome.
We're located on Highway 98, right past the Chevrolet truck stop, and I want to see everybody there. Y'all come on out here and listen to Mouth of the South. I've been missing all y'all.
That's awesome. Chris, God bless you. Welcome back to the show, and we're thrilled to have you back on, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. It was a pleasure. God bless. See you, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Chris Carter again with George County Motorsports Park. Thrilled to be able to have those guys on board with us. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Again, Dan Spence. Thank you, the series director of the Southern Super Series, Dustin Long with MRN, a great wheelman, Brandon Fowler, and Chris Carter. It's been a busy show. You'll be able to hear it later on usfdracing.org. God bless you. Be safe, and we'll see you next weekend. Love you, Mom.